92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
The phrase unexpected item in the bagging area has become so commonplace in our country, and I'm finding more and more stores that have redesigned their checkout area, eliminating most of the man checkout registers and putting in dozens of self-checkout terminals, which, let's be honest, is rarely a good experience for us. Self-checkout is fine if you have just a handful of items, but like when I go to the grocery store, it's a nightmare every time. It's so much slower. The confirmation scale gets full. I have to start bagging up my stuff in order to keep processing my order. Then I'm going to have to look up something like an onion, and there's 14 of them to pick from. So now I have to get a person to come over and figure it out, and she's probably guessing too, because neither one of us knows what kind of onion I grabbed in the first place. According to a new survey done this spring with 5,000 people, 77% of shoppers say they don't like being forced to use self-checkout because they keep experiencing some kind of failure or obstacle. Some people say it's 2022. This should be flawless. And yeah, it probably should. But we all know what happens when you've got a coupon that won't scan, or you grabbed an onion like I did. I talked to a manager recently at a CVS store that said they're only going to have one-man checkout now. It's all going to be self-service. And it's not great for stores either. I've read many articles about how Walmart has extensive video surveillance on every self-checkout terminal because people steal from them constantly, and they know it. And yet, self-checkout terminals are taking over retail. But if it's not a good idea, why are you guys doing it in the first place?
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.